You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
Last but not least this week.
Yes.
We need to talk about your man, Jay Electricity. What do you call him now? What's his new nickname?
Deacon Electricity. Deacon. Shout out to my homegirl who came up with that name. She's a real big Jay fan. So she was hyped because it was new Jay music. And she's like, I don't need Deacon Electricity.
Mm.
I was like, oh.
Okay.
Yeah. This might be a whole side.
Well, this concludes. No, I'm kidding. So we're talking about A Written Testimony, the debut album from Jay Electronica. We are 13 years almost removed from his debut mixtape.
Act one. That was a good time. Until my friend said that he sounds like Kirk Franklin. I was never able to unhear that.
This album was primarily recorded in 40 days.
Shout out to Wes, what up?
From December to February. And that's it. Nothing else interesting to say. No, I'm kidding. I sort of didn't know what to expect when I was going to press play on this at all. We had heard that Jay was going to be on a bunch of these records.
That was the rumor.
What we didn't realize is that Jay is on like 75% of the album, maybe more.
All the songs except one.
Well, in the intro, but we're not going to count that, right?
Yeah, intro doesn't count. Yes. He's only on one song, and the one song he's not on, he should have been on. So there's that.
Tell me how you really feel.
No. I'm gonna get into that. Like, you think I'm gonna be slanderous, but I'm really not. I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, what else can you say? I mean, it's one of those things where you want to say, oh, it's 13 years in the making. It's not really 13 years in the making, right? It's Shiny Suit Theory is 10 years old, right? But like, aside from that, truly, I think everything is pretty recent. Now, I'm sure some of these beats were sitting around, or, you know, in fact, when we talk about some of them, I can even, you know, piece together some stuff, like you can tell, like, oh, this is actually this plus this or whatever. So but yeah, what were your expectations going in?
I had zero expectations. And then when I had my show a few weeks ago, shout out DJ Burn, he's playing warm-up records as people are coming in, and he gets into a little Jay Electronica set, and I'm like, oh, okay. He played Ghost of Christopher Wallace. He played Shiny Suit Theory. Like, those records that when you think of Jay Electronica, he's kind of become Exhibit C. But, you know, at one point, Jay Elec was my guy. So, you know, reminding me of records like Victory Is Mine and, you know, Better in Tune with the Infinite. And like, when he was at his peak, like, I was ready for a Jay Electronica record. I want to pull up when he put out that initial track list with the Kanye record.
I think that was July 2012. That's when he had a track list for, it was called Act Two, Patents of Nobility.
Yep. So it's Kanye West on a record called New Illuminati. Shiny Suit Theory was originally called Dinner at Tiffany's.
Yeah, there was originally like a whole like orchestral piece before. And then it's like a two-part song. And then the second part of the song is just what we've heard, what we now know as Shiny Suit Theory.
So I'm assuming that the orchestra part goes into the strings that you hear
presumably,
at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. There's Road to Perdition, which I think ended up leaking like last year. It's supposed to be featured Jay-Z, but it doesn't feature Jay-Z. Do you remember the Bullets? Was that like a rock group or something?
I don't really remember. Why does this track list look like something that somebody would have made up on SOHH.com?
Because Jay Electronica has been on the internet since SOHH and all hip hop. Like, he was around for that era.
All of his song titles are just the fakest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And yet we just got a project where it's all real.
Let me tell y'all somehow how that used to go. So how those records used to go is a track list would leak, or someone would say, yo, I was listening to Hot 97 and Flex played this new Nas and Jay-Z record. I didn't record it, but I heard all the lyrics. Here it is. And someone would literally type out lyrics that to them sounded like Nas and Jay-Z, and people would buy it.
Yeah.
So the same way that you guys are like, into like, you know, like fake links and, you know, people post, you know, like just kind of how stuff gets doctored. That's not new on the internet at all. So now here we are 10 years later. Yeah, these really like elaborate song titles are on this album.
The song titles, some of these song titles, there's a real Bobby Digital / MF Doom energy going on here.
Definitely MF Doom, yes.
The spirit of Mad Villainy is alive and well, actually.
Yes. It's clear Jay Alec is a fan of Doom.
Oh, yeah.
Of course he is. Yeah. Of course he is.
So the intro is just Louis Farrakhan, basically.
Mm-hmm. Behind some strings.
Right. Yep. So I'm ready. I'm fine just moving on to Ghost of Soldier Slim. Unless you got something you want to say about the intro.
I want to say this about the intro. At first, I was like, yo, this is really dramatic.
Mm.
But you're talking to the guy or you're talking about the guy when you're listening to Act One. The first song is just Blaze, Erykah Badu, and maybe one other person talking about how they met him. And the intro is like 12 minutes long. It's like Kanye's Last Call in reverse. It's like, pay attention to me. I'm important because two artists that you really like are excited to tell you about meeting me. So I first I was like, yo, this is unnecessary, but it's completely on brand for Jay Alec. He's always extra. Mm. So yes, I'm ready to talk about Spirit of Soldier Slim.
Ghost of Soldier Slim.
Ghost of Soldier Slim. My bad.
Featuring Jay.
Yep.
Produced by Jay Alec himself.
Okay. Reoccurring theme on this project.
Yeah. It's a lot of samples. They cleared a lot of samples mm-hmm. for this project.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever heard Jay-Z on a beat like this before.
It's a good question. If I've heard Jay on a record like this, okay,
it's definitely there's a strong Mad Villain vibe to this.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And Jay is rapping.
That is a reoccurring.
Where did the energy come from? Who put the battery in his back? Jay Electronica. I mean, that alone is, let's give a round of applause to Jay Electronica, everybody.
We've talked about that. How I think Questlove and some other people have said how much Jay loves Jay Elect.
Mm.
And I think that's one of the reasons why he was so patient with him with this album. He really wanted to get it done. I think finally he was like, all right. On one hand, he could have been like, all right, time to put this out. Like, what are we doing? But I also think that Jay wanted to get his 5% God Body bars off, and he could not have done 555. he couldn't have did 555 by himself. He couldn't have done. He could not have done an album full because he would have had to explain himself. With this, Jay Elect takes the brunt of everything.
Well,
he doesn't. Jay does not have to explain himself at all.
It's much like American Gangster is an excuse for him to get his Scarface bars off.
Exactly.
Right. He needs a reason to do that.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm not there anymore, but I was inspired by the movie. Like, no, I just needed a reason.
Right, I just want to rap that way.
Yep. I just want to rap that way, and that's cool. That's fine. But also, another thing I say on the show, another reoccurring thing. Maybe we need to add reoccurring theme to the bingo board. But just say that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you wanted to get this off and you felt best, it was best to do that with this artist because they sort of gave you like a street cred or, you know, it just made more sense to do that this way. Okay. Don't act like that's not the reason. So I'm not saying Jay's not, but I am saying that needs to be communicated somehow.
We haven't really talked about Jay Electronica rapping on this song.
Hold on, let me also say that is not how Soulja Slim raps. That's how BG raps. BG, Old Wayne, Old Turk, like that's a hot boy sound. Soulja Slim, and I'm sure there are records because that's more of like a New Orleans thing, but that made me go back and listen to old Soulja Slim music. They made me pull up Give It To Him Raw. And that's not really present on Soulja Slim records, but that is a traditional New Orleans MC flow from the late 90s. But I love it. As far as Jay Alec on this song, like,
he's getting his 5% bars off.
Of course. All over the place. All over the place.
He's also bringing back the DJ Who Kid baby noises.
Yeah, the cheering. Yeah. He started incorporating that. I don't know, was Who Kid first? He was, right?
When did Jay Alec start doing that?
I know it was on Shiny Suit Theory around the time Shiny Suit Theory was out. So maybe 11.
Yeah, that Who Kid was definitely on top of that.
Okay. Yeah, because he was doing it on the records you did with Banks.
That's what I was going to say. I was I know all these sound effects.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, with all that said, I love this record. This record is really, really dope.
Yeah, it's really good.
One of my favorites.
It's really good. It's really good. How do you feel about The Blinding featuring Travis and Jay, produced by Swiss, Hit-Boy, and A-Rab Music?
Swiss did nothing on this. Don't he? I know he gets
helped. He helped take an A-Rab Music loop. The first half of the beat is from an A-Rab Music beat called War Cry, which you can just go look up on YouTube. And now that I've said that, people will be looping this up and making their own versions. Not that information's hard to find, but it appears that like A-Rab's version, like it starts with the loop that we hear here, that we hear on this record, and then it goes in all sorts of other directions. So Swiss was like, okay, loop this up and tweak this and bring this part back. Like he did a little something, but it's mostly A-Rab Music on that first part, and then Hit-Boy obviously on that second part.
I was gonna say that because if you listen to early A-Rab is like a Swiss knockoff, the same way early Just Blaze was.
Right.
So that's why I was kind of like, but I think Swiss knew that and knows that. I think he hears himself in those A-Rab records. So I could see him being able to take that down and say, because people didn't know. I definitely had a conversation with a guy who was making a case for Swiss's longevity as a producer and used this song as a reason to substantiate it.
I mean, he's got production. He's got the top production credit on here, but you know.
Of course he does. Of course he does. I mean, sure. All right. It's just the nature of the beast. Okay. With that being said, this record is hard.
The first beat is so hard. I really wish that bass hit more. I don't understand the mix. Actually, I'll say this. The mixing on this album is kind of weird.
I think it totally makes sense. I want it to sound clear, but it makes sense why it's dusty.
Kind of. I don't know. Like, I mean, some songs are even like louder than others. Like, it's kind of weird. But I wish that bass hit harder on the first part, but I get it. That first verse is dope. I'm not really sure how I feel about the second half of the song. Travis's hook is nothing. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, that's really weird. Party wrote that hook, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say Party's got production credit. He's got a writing credit on here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotta be Party wrote that.
But Travis has a writing credit on here too.
Okay, well they collaborated together and wrote one line.
Blinding by the Light. Yeah.
So maybe it was a thing where they just let Travis go, like they, and then they just stripped it and said, we're only going to put this part. Do you like the beat switch? You like Hit-Boy's part?
I think Jay sounds good on it.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm torn. The first beat is so just like.
I think it's good for the album. I like the fact that they start aggressive like this.
I like J-Lex part at the end. I think that works. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it's fine. I think just the hook just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, it more so than that, just I didn't need it.
Yeah.
I didn't need it just, but it also reminded me of like Jay putting Frank on No Church in the Wild and Oceans. Like it was like in Living in America, Made in America. Living in America. My bad. Living That's James Brown. America.
Yeah. Well,
yo, Frank Ocean redoing Living in Oh boy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like you look at this kind of song and you have to think to yourself, how many parts of this have existed on a Rock Nation hard drive for how long?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I always look at something like this where it's like multiple producers or multiple parts and this weird Travis Scott part. And you're like, okay, so like Travis, Party, and Hit-Boy clearly had that like second half sitting around and they never did anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
And Swiss was in the studio. He's like, hey, listen, let's pull this stuff together. Right. Cause there's a lot here where it basically feels like not a lot, but like, you know, it's like, oh, I have a feeling like to pull this together at the last minute, they were like, listen, you know, we need to pull the Rock Nation people. Like the dream is like, yeah, I can come in and do some vocals. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Blinding though, I think it mostly really works.
Okay. I like it a lot. I think it all works. I'm good with it.
The Never Ending Story, also featuring Jay, produced by Alchemist.
People were dying for this is the gift that people didn't realized they wanted. It says, yo, Jay-Z over Alchemist.
And the Dream gets some vocals here too. I was, you know me, I was really just like, oh, I just wanted some drums at some point.
Yeah, I saw your tweet.
I just kept waiting for some Alchemist drums to come through.
I'm going to push back and say that the bass line does what you want the drums to do.
Maybe.
I think drums on that sample cheapens it.
You know, this is hard for me though, right? Because
this is you're a drum guy. I get it.
Which is ironic because drums are what I have to work on the hardest.
Mm.
But aside from that, this is a dope sample. I think Jay Elec is mostly good on this, even though he is definitely trying to cram too many words into some of these bars. And I like Jay on this. I think this is good. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not. We're going to talk about Jay Elec on some of these beats.
Well, the second half of the album is very different than the first half of the album.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're not really going into content. But I think Jay, this is the first, and well, no, cause it's a little, it is on the blinding a little bit, but Jay Elec is a little, I'm gonna be nice and say he's a little rusty.
I mean,
and I think that's glaring when you hear Jay on these records. Cause remember for you, when you talked about 444, yeah, your biggest problem with Jay was how he flowed on those records.
Yeah.
Versus here, he is super sharp.
Very sharp. Very, very sharp. We're gonna talk about the second half in a bit. The tempos change in the second half, which mm-hmm. greatly changes how these two rappers approach the rest of this project. To me, mm-hmm. I think tempos are so underrated. It is very interesting that they largely chose to have the energetic songs up front, the mid to even faster tempo songs up front.
Yeah, and the second half could have stood to have one jarring record, tempo-wise. I agree with you.
Yeah, I would agree that Jay Elec is a little rusty. We need to have the conversation about, is he being preachy?
Yeah, because I've come a long way on what's preachy and what isn't, especially from a religious standpoint.
Yeah,
not just Christian rappers, because that's usually, I think the problem is, I think the thing is that Christian hip hop is most associated with preachy because, church and God, especially from a Christ perspective, typically the storyline or the idea is that it's preachy itself. Whereas other religions, I don't think get that sort of that label put on them. I do feel like if Jay Elec was spitting Jesus bars, there would have been some, this is preachy. But I heard zero talk of this being preachy. I haven't heard anybody push back and say, this is preachy.
When you say the word, what does preachy mean to you?
Preachy means to me.
Yeah.
I think when people say preachy, I generally think that it's, you're talking about this thing too much.
Oh, that's not how I interpret that at all.
Yeah. Whenever I hear people talk about preachy, that's what I hear.
Okay.
I hear preachy as if you do not ascribe to the lifestyle that I'm presenting, then I'm rejecting you. You are less than, I'm better than you, et cetera, et cetera. That's my definition of preaching.
Also not my definition. Interesting.
Okay.
What
would be your definition?
Well, I think I want to start by saying what I think is not preachy, I guess, which is to say, like, I don't think that Jay Elec is attempting to evangelize on this project.
Okay.
Right? Like, he, like, compare this with Kanye's bars on Jesus is King,
mm-hmm.
where he's not just making, it's not like he's just like name dropping like random books of the Bible, or, you know, he's not like, it's not like a part of a larger thing. Like, the point of, like, of, he wants you to listen to Jesus is King because he, like, it's literally in the title. Like, he is trying, like, the whole point of what he is doing with Sunday service and everything else is to attempt to spread the word of God, right?
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
The point of this project, it's not like Jay Elec is coming at this to me, like, he's not rapping like he's trying to convert people to Islam. He, mm-hmm. his vocals are full of 5% references and references here and references there, and he's leaving like breadcrumbs in case somebody wants to go on Genius and follow down the trail and understand what he's talking about, right? But he's not it's not like there are songs on here that are about the greatness of Allah, right?
Oh, there's definitely those references.
He has reference. It's like, it's a difference of intensity and direction, right? Like there's tons of references, but to me, this is not like, I'm trying to think of there's nothing on here with the sort of what I would consider religious intensity as something like Salah, right? Like that's just a different type of, that's just a different, like, it's a different amount of intensity. I think to me, that's when something that's the difference between like preaching and not preaching. Like, I think your raps, right? Historically, you were somebody who rapped about what it was like to be a follower of Christ. Mm-hmm. And you weren't necessarily trying to rap to spread the word, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in more recent years, you have taken a decided turn there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To me, the Jay Alec bars are closer to what you were doing earlier, if that makes sense. Like, that's how it comes off to me as someone who is not particularly religious for either of these religions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Does that definition kind of make sense?
Yeah, let me ask you, what do you mean by intensity?
When I listen to, like, when I listen to Jesus is King,
mm-hmm.
it's not that Kanye is, like, randomly rapping. It's not like he's talking about his life with, it's like his life overall, and there are references to God here, or this here, or that there, or how the church has helped him here or there. Like, the entire project is about Jesus and his life.
Okay.
And for folks who aren't religious, or even more specifically, if they identify as Christian, but they aren't sort of in the evangelical like wing of Christianity, that is a type of religious intensity that is just different. That I personally, like, I don't know how to identify with that, because like growing up, when I went to, I mean, I didn't even go to church all that often because my family didn't really do that all that often, right? But like, I grew up in a culture where sometimes people went to church, but you know, a lot of people went to church on Easter, or they might go on Christmas Eve. What some might derisively call casual Christianity, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is, for a section of this country, that is what they might consider, I hate to use the word normal, but like that is what they might consider typical.
Yes.
Right. That is not the kind of church going experience that Kanye is having in his life. Right. That is not the kind of relationship that he has with God right now.
It's very radical.
Right. So maybe radical, yeah. Right. And so like Jay Alec doesn't, it's full of 5% lingo. And maybe my view on this is slightly twisted, just because like we grew up on New York hip hop that was like peak 5%er lingo. So like to me, this is all just like, yes, I've heard like a million of these references before. Like, he is a little bit more specific about it, but it's not like, there are lots of references for sure. And I love how Jay all of a sudden is acting like he's like 5% God body or whatever.
He's always had Jay's definitely always had those references, but it's never been this pronounced.
To me, it feels like Jay is like, it's like Jay's at a 5% like theme party, right? Like
Jay,
you're like, yeah, I'll get the 90s outfit on. I'll go to the 90s party. Jay's like, yeah, I'll get my 5% bars off.
Yeah, because when you, because Jay has a history, I think through jazz with Dr. Malachi York and all that stuff. So yeah, you always hear that. And then I think when I think about the most recent, that's like most pronounced, I think of Heaven from Magna Carta. It's like very heavy. But I think that's the thing, is like hip hop and 5%. I think you make an excellent point. I think that may be what it is that hip hop and 5% talk have had a much more cultured and intimate relationship than hip hop and Christianity. Whereas hip hop and Christianity largely fought, and hip hop and 5% out the gate worked together. They worked in tandem. So I think that in large, the church and Christians have not known how to figure that out, or how to balance the two, or how to work in tandem the way that 5% has, where it's just become, you know, someone like Jay Alec and this content on the album, he just seems more, maybe you're hearing like more of a resolve, because as you get into your walk, maybe your radicalness or your enthusiasm, it dies down a little bit. And in some cases that's bad. And in some cases, like, that's cool. You just, You know, it's like a relationship. You're not always as enthused about your significant other as you were maybe earlier in the relationship. It doesn't mean that you love them less or there's something wrong with the relationship. It's just that's now become a new norm. Like, you know, she's here and we're together and okay, cool. So I don't know. I think maybe we're just used to hearing this content presented within a hip hop format. And yeah, there probably isn't as much radical enthusiasm from J-Elect in terms of, because maybe it's like the delivery of it too. Kanye is very urgent in his delivery, whereas J-Elect is like, yeah.
Well, also like, I mean, especially on Jesus is King, like they're just entire, they're entire songs that are, I mean, like their songs called like On God and Follow God. Like it is the nonstop concept of that album. Whereas to me, the nonstop concept of this album is that J-Elect didn't want to make an album. That's all he's rapping about, aside from the 5% references, right? Is like,
you could also,
I didn't know where to start and what, you know, it took me a long time. Like, I mean, there's a lot of references to that here.
I mean, there's the outro is called All Praises Due to Allah. There are lots and lots. There are a Louis Farrakhan sermon. Sure. Opens the album, bleeds into the second track. Isn't there another clip of Farrakhan on here too? Or is it just those two? Just those two. Okay. So it's there. Ezekiel's Will, Fruits of the Spirit. Like there's
a lot of references for sure.
There's a lot of reference. And it's very much like pronounced. To me, it very much comes off like, yes, this is what I believe in. And based off of his interactions with Peter Rosenberg this week, it's very much like I'm very unapologetic and, you know, like almost, I don't necessarily know that if Kanye would have responded in that way to someone talking about his religious beliefs, like I think he would have got a little more backlash than J-Elect got, because I don't really think J-Elect got backlash. And I think that's also because people don't like Peter Rosenberg. Like somebody could be absolutely right. And I'm not saying Peter Rosenberg is right or wrong in how he feels, but because I know Peter's a troll and he's like, he will absolutely say stuff for clicks. And I also think that there's like some self-awareness that is absent. I think there's some places where Peter Rosenberg thinks that he's allowed to sit and he's not. And he's allowed to like question, and that's not necessarily cool for him to do, but I don't know. It's a bunch of stuff, but it ultimately comes down to, I think people don't like Peter Rosenberg, and I don't know. Like, to sum this all up, because I want to get back into the album. Yeah. We're only four songs in. I didn't necessarily come away with this thinking that J-Elect was preaching. Mm. However, I just wanted the standard of what preachy was to be readdressed. I wanted that to be revisited, and I wanted it to be readdressed to see if there was a double standard. Ultimately, if you think he's preachy or not, that's cool. I do think that there's some Christian hip hop that comes off super, super preachy, and in some instances, I want to hear that as a believer. In some instances, I don't. Whereas I'm thinking back to like the Brand Nubian Grand Pooba days, where they were very, very, very intentional with their 5% talk. And even back to, you know, you've got the, do you still have your Wu-Tang manual?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You, I wonder how much that's going for on eBay.
You know, peace to the gods on the earth. Oh, just man. Kidding.
But yeah, I'm good.
Shiny suit theory. 10 years old. Still fantastic.
Listen, man, let me say something about J Electronica's old music, okay. Not just shiny suit theory. Cause I agree with you. Still sounds great.
It sounds great.
A lot of his music has aged really well. Maybe that's because Jay, he's not as good of an MC on here as he was back then. And maybe that just comes with age or lack of practice, lack of getting your reps up. But I do think that there were other older Jay Electronica songs that could have worked on this project. Mm. So when artists, you know, there's a lot of people who did not like this album and said, I wish that this song and this song and this song would have been on the album. I do think it behooves J-Elect to go back and get his music off of SoundCloud and try and get it on streaming services. Because a lot of that stuff is aged really well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just happy this is here because, you know, it means we can appreciate, to me, one of like the underrated, maybe one of the kind of last like amazing, like Jay-Z's verse on here is ridiculous. 2010 Jay-Z was kind of in the bit in his zone for a little bit.
What else did he do in 2010?
He did So Appalled.
Okay. Yeah, he bought it.
Yeah, So Appalled is ridiculous.
Yeah, he bought
kind of actually lines a little almost on the same vibe as here in a sense. Different kind of beat, right? But like he's in that same zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jay's ridiculous here. Great loop. Thanks, J-Elec, for finding a good sample, looping that up. The Dream is...
Shout out to P-Rock.
Yeah, P-Rock found it first, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Here's the interesting thing about this album. If you didn't know this song existed before and was 10 years old, you'd never know.
Absolutely.
Except you might walk away going, wow, they're rapping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen a whole lot of pushback on this being on the album. Like maybe initially, but that died pretty quick.
Keep it on here.
Yeah, I think that just came from the people who probably wanted to complain.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. This works. Do you like where it's placed, and do you like the sequencing on this album?
Up until this point, I'm fine with where it's placed.
Okay.
I will say J-Elec, he definitely like there's some real 97 Cannabis 97 RZA type lines going on here.
Oh man,
the melanated carbon dated Phantom of the Chakras, come on now.
Phantom of the Chakras.
But dope record, and I'm not mad at all. Like this the first like, so tracks 2, 3, 4, 5 I'm all the way in on. So far this album is just like exceeding my expectations.
Did you have expectations?
Maybe not, but like really, I mean, the first half of this project, I was sitting here, I was like, did he really do it? Like, First half of this project is super strong.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the second half of this project. So okay. Let's start with Universal Soldier featuring James Blake. And does Travis have something on here, maybe?
I don't know.
Genius thinks he does, but I didn't see him in the credits. The intro, I mean, speaking of the MF Doom vibe, the intro, I was like, oh, we're really getting like Mad Villainy, like old Ruckus, like sort of early 2000s MF Doom samples, talking about, you know, old like World War II, like samples, you know, audio samples and stuff like that. I'm not really sure how I feel about them dropping the tempo down, if I'm being honest. I don't know if this song works for me 100%.
To me, this is the worst song on the album. I didn't need it. And I think it is the tempo.
Yeah.
I didn't need it. I kind of like the drum pattern. The drum pattern is really unique. And the drums that he used is unique. I didn't need this song.
Yeah.
I didn't need this. You could have put Better in Tune with the Infinite right here and I'd have been fine. Mm. Yeah, I didn't need this.
Yeah. It's plotting, basically. That's about all I got here. I think skippable. Is that fair to say?
Yep. Very much so. Long intro. Yeah. Takes a while to build up. Yes. Don't need it. No, thank you.
And then we go to Flux Capacitor, which boy. There's an awful lot going on here. There's just so much happening in this beat. Produced by Jay Electronica. I feel like this beat really, there's a kernel to it that's super dope, mm-hmm. but there's just a lot going on top of it.
I think this is the first record where I'm like, man, I wish this album was mixed better.
That too.
I think a great mix would have done this song.
Kind of pulled out some elements and yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Young Guru. I don't know what you were thinking.
I think it was clearly intentional. It had to have been intentional because this whole album's just not, it's not mixed like clean and crisp.
Right.
So I think they did that. They had to have done that on purpose. And maybe that's me shooting in bail, but it just makes sense. I hear Jay-Z, I hear Rockefeller, I hear Young Guru, and they have a history of crisp music. Like all those old Rockefeller records, they sound good. It's not, you know, Dre or Quick levels, but it's good. So to go from that to this in 444, it's like this had to have been an intentional move.
How you feel about Jay on this?
I like Jay on this. The drums, again, the drums I like, and they bring, the production brings out like an urgency in Jay. Yeah. So not only is he rapping, he really wants you to hear what he's saying. And that pulls you in. Jay does a really good job of being urgent without like yelling or being aggressive. It's like a casual urgency that Jay has mastered. Jay bodies this. Yeah. I actually like this song. outside of Jay Electronica just is cannot find the beat for the first eight
yeah,
bars.
Yeah, he struggles a bit. You know, I was wondering if Jay was gonna get some NFL bars off. He gets them here.
Of course, you called yeah. that. Yeah, we called that. I was on the show.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
The outro to this, yeah. that sample chop is fierce. It needs
that sound. That's a doc.
Of course, it is
for sure. That's a doc
from like 2012, oh maybe.
That's questions and answers.
Yes, it is.
That's Q&A for sure.
It needs to be mixed better, which is the story of this
yeah.
project.
Yeah,
this is a lot going on.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else you want to say about Flux Capacitor?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Fruits of the Spirit, produced by No ID. This beat sounds like it's right out of the 444 sessions. They just had this lying around.
Yeah. For Just Blaze is interesting because Just Blaze used this first for Talib Kweli record. So I love the sample and I love how Just flipped it the exact same way. But he added those Just Blaze drums. Right. And it made me realize how absent he is on here.
How absent? Ooh, Just Blaze?
Yes.
Yeah. They couldn't call him up.
Now my question is like, because as I'm getting older and I just detest loud things now, like Just Blaze, y'all know I love Just
Blaze.
But like his beats are just getting louder and louder and louder. Yes. And I don't think that would have fit here, but still, like, I'm sure he was a consultant in some capacity. Had to have been. But this just made me want Just Blaze on this album somewhere. I don't know why Jay Elect rapping in Spanish just kind of throws me off and makes me not want to hear it. I don't know why. And then it's like, oh, I wish Jay-Z was on this.
Yeah, I wish Jay was on this too. I think I like the beat. I think Jay like is fine. I think he works fine. But yeah, it's very notable when like, in a sense, like honestly, like this is going to sound sort of blasphemous, but like when you listen to Cuban Lynx and you mm-hmm. listen to it and you get to like the Ray solo record and you're like, oh man, where's Ghost?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, also, it's just that like Jay is out rapping Jay Elect on here in general on the entire project.
Yeah. So then maybe that was it. Maybe Jay Elect could have stood. I don't need to be 9 songs into the project to finally hear Jay Elect record by himself. Mm. Like there should have been more. This should have been like Jay Electronica featuring Jay-Z, like Cuban Lynx was. Raekwon featuring Ghostface Killah and Capadonna. So Doc, clarify this for me. I'm sorry. Is Ghostface on every song on Cuban Lynx?
No. Oh God, you're gonna make me do this off my head. Is it Wisdom Body? Hold on, let me look this up. You'd think I'd have this all memorized, right?
That's why I asked. I thought
no, it's Spot Rushers is okay. That's a solo record. Maybe has Knowledge got a solo record too? Yeah, but I feel like Ghost is. Like the vibe is there. But whereas like Spot Rushers is very, very clearly like, nope, that's the solo record. And it's like, no. Also, Spot Rushers is just in a tough spot because it comes right before Ice Cream and Wu Gambino's and, you know, what are you going to do there? But anyway, what's interesting is like...
95 Raekwon's on our list, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. My bad. What were you going to say?
Now I'm looking at the list and I'm like, where do we have Ghost? We have I put 2000 Ghostface on the list, but...
Yes.
Okay.
No, yes, that's Supreme Clientele. Sure. That's like, that's a run.
Yeah.
That's a run. You might be able to put like a 97 Ghost.
Yeah.
Because he kills Wu-Tang Forever.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to Jim.
First, the Spirit. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at. I think it's good.
Okay.
You cool with that?
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like unfinished. I wish.
It's short too.
I wish there was more going on. Yeah, it's short. I wish Jay would have jumped. If this is the record, you're by yourself. Like, I feel like you should have made a statement and you didn't, but whatever.
Next up is Ezekiel's Wheel with Jay-Z, The Dream, and Fauntleroy on the outro.
Terrius.
This beat is interesting. I don't know if I like it. Okay. I don't know how much I like it.
Beat is very interesting. Sounds like he's rapping over Slave Chains.
Yeah. I really wish we got a Jay-Z verse on here.
Mm.
The chorus is fine.
Yeah, people don't like the chorus. It was a grower.
I mean, I'm saying fine in the classic Clackerty speakers way. It was fine. I'm not a big fan of it. You know, I wasn't a big fan of Jay Elect trying to get his Michael Jackson support going, but you know, what are you gonna do?
Okay.
This is not my favorite. I think it's fine. Sometimes I like it more than others.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with it. Some days I listen to it, some days I skip it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you know, right. It's the slower tempo, right? On the second half of this project, it really they needed something to pick up the pace.
Yeah, they did.
The sequencing for the second half just I don't know really how well it works.
Well, I guess Flux Capacitator could be the pick me up that we're talking, because they really could have if they would have cut Universal Soldier and maybe flipped
around the order here.
Yeah, so if they go Fruits of the Spirit, if they stick Flux Capacitator between Fruits of the Spirit and Ezekiel's Will, I think they're all right.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of plotting, like the end kind of plots, like these records just kind of drag a little bit. They're not bad records, they just drag.
We end with another slow beat, but I think this one, to me anyway, like really works. This is All Praise Is Due to Allah, or as it's called in the album, APIDTA, featuring Jay-Z.
Adipta.
Apidita. produced by, I don't know how to pronounce this band's name. It's Krangbin. They're an American band from Texas. It basically is like a song that they put out called A Hymn. And it's just that beat. So they just get straight up production credits. I think Jay Electronic just like looped their thing. Man, this really works for me. I wish I got a Jay verse on here.
Yes.
I like how raw Jay's stuff is on here. Like it feels like he's like it's not finished. But for this kind of song, I feel like that works.
But you didn't like 444.
Correct.
Well, you said 444 came off as like rough drafts that they just went with.
Rough Draft Entertainment. Yeah. No. did I tell you? You see my thing on Instagram? I found I found some old beat CDs. I got a February 06 beat CD sitting right here in front of me.
I would love to know what beats are on these CDs.
I don't want to know. I don't even know.
Are they the threes?
No, 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 no. This has got to be like the ones.
Ooh. Okay.
It's a tough time. Yeah. It's a rough time.
Man, what a time.
What a time to be alive. I think considering the content of the song, I think it works for me mostly here. I think that there's another song where Jay does the hook on here where I'm kind of like, this doesn't sound finished, maybe? I don't know.
Flux Capacitator kind of sounds like
a little
the,
bit
the get the gets a little sounds like a rough.
It does sound like a rough. Right. But I think like the kind of emotional like content of this song, I think works for what they're doing. I like Jay Luck on here. I like Jay on here.
So you know the backstory on the song,
they said,
right?
Okay. They said the song was recorded on the night that that Kobe and his daughter died.
I can tell because it feels really, really heavy. Yeah. And so the hook kind of like pulls all that in. I got text in my phone that I'll never ping again like that. That's actually written really, really clever and really well. Yeah. There's an art. There are few rappers who know how to do this. They know how to say more with less. And I'm learning how to do that. I'm not nearly as good as I want to be, but there's certain artists. Jay's really good at that. And honestly, Jay's just really good at that. And I think this is a clear example of that. Like this hook is really, really well written.
Yeah.
Yeah. This record is dope. And I wish I would have got a Jay verse too. I agree with you.
Yeah. It's weird. It's like, I appreciate we're getting some fine Jay hooks or whatever, but like, no, like the end of this album, like I needed more, like just complete it all the way. Like, let's get some Jay hook. Let's get some Jay verses in here.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So overall, where are you at with this album?
I like the album. I like the album. It sounds like we were being really like critique-y on it. But I like the album. I think it's good. I think the highs are really, really high. Mm-hmm. I think the production is solid for the most part. It's great to solid. I think the biggest faults are probably the tempos. I'm gonna shoot Jay Elec a little bail here. There was a version that came out where it was just Jay. I was actually gonna post it on the Patreon. It was just Jay.
When people edited him out.
Oh, yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah, and I mean it was immediately after the album came out. It was like that morning. And it made me realize it's not that good when it's just Jay.
Oh, that's interesting.
The songs are really abbreviated. Like They're literally like, there's no, and maybe it's just because of the way that it's edited, where it's just like they're going back and forth on a lot of these records.
Yeah.
And so the chemistry, I would say, and this is something that's understated in all of this stuff, Jay and Jay Elect have pretty good chemistry, where Jay Elect, people are like, oh, the bars weren't there. Okay, sure. But Jay Elect's presence is definitely on the album. I think Jay is just rapping at a high level. I don't think anybody could sit next to those bars. Y'all know I love Royce and y'all love Black Thought and all those. Like, I don't think that those guys would have worked. I don't think, you don't put Fonte and Fonte. You put Fonte and Big Pooh.
Mm.
They complement each other well. You know, you say Big Pooh's not the lyricist that Fonte is. He's not. But he doesn't have to be for Lil Brother to work. And I think the problem is that a Jay Elect album should have been a Jay Electronica album. But if he couldn't finish it for whatever reason, it is what it is. But Jay's just rapping at a high level, and I don't think anybody would have stood a chance, because Jay is just ridiculous. Like,
this is the best he has sounded in a very long time.
It's Jay-Z and then everybody else. You might have to skip two and three. Like, it's just not close, especially for him to be 50 and doing this. Like, it's just not close. Mm. Never been this good for this long. Like, it's just ridiculous at this point. And I think it's one of those things, much like LeBron, where when LeBron retires, for all the flack that he catches, I think that retirement is going to be really good to him, the way retirement was good to Kobe. But we didn't realize what we were watching. I don't think people really realize what they're watching with Jay.
You know, I've been, go ahead, sorry.
No,
you know, I've been hard on Jay.
Yes, you have.
This is the Jay I want to hear.
Okay.
I don't know who else he needs to work with. I don't know if he's got anybody else. Like, all of a sudden, Roc Nation is turning into this like fantasy, like, music league, you know, where it's like, we'll get people out of contracts. We'll, like, fine. He finally got Jay Elect to make his debut album. Oh, and by the way, he's rapping more inspired here than he has in a long time. Great. Fine. Let's do it. Right. Because what's interesting about that is, typically in hip hop, the trend is, you know, the history of it is, by the time you get enough power to have the ability to sign who you want to sign, your own little label or whatever else, you're past your prime,
mm-hmm.
right? That's the Rockefeller story, right? They started signing all these people and the label's on the downslope. That's the G-Unit story. But, you know, if Jay at 50 years old, I mean, and frankly, Jay Elect at 43, right? These are old guys for hip hop, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of high level rapping here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like that's what you should do, just as we talked about Royce's album and artists, as hip hop is getting older, it shouldn't sound dated in a sense of like, get these dudes out of here. You know, there should be rapping at a high level, because those artists came up in the era where lyricism at a high level was valued. So you should be progressing like this. Mm. If you're making the decision to be active, you know, I don't want to hear, I took the top off my Maybach for Jay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hear that. Like, give me this. And I'm not against him rapping over like those tempos, because I think a record like what was the Future record? I Got the Keys. Like, I feel like that's a record that kind of got slept on. Like, Jay kind of killed that record. But Jay was in that weird phase where we didn't know what he was doing, and he didn't know what he was doing. But I think now that we know where he is, like, that record kind of sticks out like a sore thumb in a good way in that era of his catalog. But yeah, just give me more of this. I'm good. If you're an OG, be an OG.
Right.
There's just certain things, like the people that I mentor, like there's just certain things that they're going to be able to do that I just will never do. And I think that's okay. I don't want Jay to, you know, I don't want Jay to be out here with colored hair and, you know, doing all the stuff the youths are doing. Like, nah, do this.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
No, I'm good.
Already. I mean, I got to say, hip hop's off to a very interesting start in 2020.
Absolutely.
2019 was a little rough at times.
I think most of the year was rough.
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting some interesting stuff though. So, man, shout out to Jay Electronica. Who knew?
Everybody's coming.
Well, yeah. I mean,
everybody's coming.
Maybe. Sort of. Actually, music, you know, out of all the things that are affected by COVID-19, I feel like music will still get released, right? Tours will be affected, all that stuff, but like, music's going to come out.
Because think about it. We're all the rappers are stuck.
Yeah, you don't have to go to the studio. If you're at a certain level, or even not at a certain level, like you've got equipment. $1,000. You got equipment in your house. You can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm hoping that's what I'm able to do, is to sit down and, you know, bang some of this stuff out. Yeah, because I think everybody's coming.
Yeah.
Drake is clearly working on stuff. To Pimp a Butterfly turned 5 this week. Kendrick is 100% coming. Yeah, I think all the heavy hitters are coming. This Kanye with all these leaks. I mean, like Jesus is King 2 records are leaking. Like the Dr. Dre records are leaking. So I'm not surprised if Kanye drops this year.
Sort of. On the other hand, at some point, he's got to get these leaks under control, right?
Absolutely. Because this is like, yo, who's in your camp? Right. You're doing a lot. Because I mean, that second version of Up From The Ashes is like, that's a slow burner. That's a grower. But like, yo, that's a good record. I like that song. Like, I would have loved to have heard it on the album and not
right.
a leak. You know, yeah, get these under control. Did you hear the Jesus King version of New Body?
I don't know if I listened to that one yet.
Okay. Yeah, it's in the folder. turning a song about plastic surgery to a song about being made a new creature in Christ.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
How successful was he?
I wish he would have wrote it a little better. Yeah. I think that he could have pulled it off. I think the tie hook isn't bad. It's Kanye's verse that I'm not crazy about.
Mm.
Yeah, I would have loved to have heard Nicki try to. Nicki was like, "No, I killed that verse, and that was gonna resurrect my career. And now you want me to rewrite that over? No."
Yeah,
yeah, that would have been funny. Interesting, I should say. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about? You got anything to plug? Well, we're not doing any live shows anytime soon.
No, just visit armandwakeup.com. I have revamped the website just a smidge. I'm working on stuff. Every Wednesday, we'll be doing something called Repurpose, where I will be posting an older song out of my catalog, just reintroducing it to the audience, to my audience. Some of the newer fans, however soon or however late you guys got here, just want you to hear some stuff that you may not hear now that I'm, you know, stuck in this house for a little bit. I think you may see some records start to pop up on streaming services. Hopefully Doc and I will get this done. It's 1,000,000% my fault.
It's all good, man.
And yeah, I think that's it. That's it. A lot of stuff is up in the air right now. Cause we just don't know. My biggest concern right now is my family. So, yeah, we'll see. Next 3 months should be very interesting. March to June should be very interesting. I think as a nation, and then even personally, I think lots of things are about to change.
And on that note, thank you, everybody. Please visit clackritiespeakers.com. If you're interested in becoming a Patreon and you haven't already checked it out, go to patreon.com/CRS podcast. And yeah, I think that's it for now.